You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast, episode number 261. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We're going to talk a little hockey here. Back-to-back wins on the weekend for the Leafs. A Team Canada victory in the Four Nations face-off, beating the States in overtime 3-2. Mitch had a great tournament. It's been a crazy, crazy last few days. I was going to say a week, but it hasn't even been a week.
I wouldn't say he had a great tournament, to be honest with you. I think he had, like, he was lucky to get the overtime winner in the first game against Sweden. And then he had a great game in the final game against the States. In between there, not the best. I wouldn't say Mitch had a great tournament, but he did show up with two big primary assists in the biggest game that mattered the most. So, not here to shit on Mitch this evening.
No.
Although there might be a little of that. No.
No.
We're not going to go there.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't. He played great in the final.
Yeah.
He did score the overtime goal in the first game.
Yep.
I would say he had a good tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
maybe he wasn't great in the USA loss and was kind of invisible in the Finland game.
Yeah. A lot of people were though.
Yeah. But when it mattered.
Yeah, when it mattered. When it mattered, 100%, when it mattered. So positive tournament for Mitch. We'll get into all that. But I guess off the top, before we go to the games and just look, I want to talk a lot about like some trade deadline stuff. Like we're less than 2 weeks away now. Next Friday, trade deadline. So like I want to spend the majority of the time on like what they could be doing, maybe what's in the works, what they shouldn't do, whatever. But obviously we'll touch on the wins over the Hurricanes and the Blackhawks. But right off the top, I'm going to say this. Why do you think they didn't do anything for Marner before the home game on Saturday? Like, they didn't even acknowledge it. Like, whether Sweden would have won or the States would have won, Canada did win. So whether it would have been Willie or Austin or Mitch, I think they should have acknowledged it for whoever won. Why do you think they didn't even, like, not even a sniff of congratulations to Mitch Marner and Team Canada for winning the Four Nations? Like, what were you kind of surprised by that? Or, like, you're just, like, not surprised that they didn't do anything? Or why do you think they didn't do anything?
That's a good question. I actually haven't thought about it. It never really crossed my mind. But now that you say it, it is weird that you had a guy on your team that won the tournament and
he was
did not acknowledge it.
And he was such
in a Canadian city.
100%, man. They were back home for the first time in like a month. Like, nothing. I don't know. I kind of thought that was just strange. Like, you don't have to go crazy here. Like, I didn't expect to see Mitch at center ice with the medal or the cup or anything like that. But, like, you can't even acknowledge it? Like, just a simple on the board before puck drop or whatever. Like, just a quick little pregame. Congratulations to Mitch Marner and Team Canada on their Four Nations win. Like, I don't know. Like, I wasn't watching that closely this weekend to, like, other teams around the league. I guess they probably didn't do that. Edmonton had a brutal fucking weekend. Like, terrible fucking weekend. But they were on the road for two games. So I wouldn't expect them to do anything on the road, but the Leafs were at home. Like, I don't know. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this. I just wanted to get your thoughts on, like, why didn't they do anything? Like, you can't just do a quick acknowledge it. Like, you just can't acknowledge it. Like, they won.
Yeah. You should acknowledge it. I mean, it was an exhibition tournament that took place and the NHL put it on. They made it up out of thin air, but let's be perfectly honest. That meant something. That game last week, with all the political undertones that are going on right now between Canada and the United States, with all the shit talking the States were doing leading up to it.
So cocky
leading up to it. People who had never watched hockey before were coming out of the woodwork being like, we're the Kings, we're going to take this, it's our game, 51st state, blah, blah, blah. That game meant something. We won it. It's a shame that the Toronto Maple Leafs didn't step up and say, congrats, Team Canada. Congrats, Mitch Marner.
Totally agree. Couldn't agree more. I just, look, another thing that kind of pissed me off a little bit was, like, I don't know how much you watch Barstool, any content from Barstool.
Yeah, I follow Barstool.
I follow Barstool, not as closely as I once did, but they have a show called Pardon My Take, and they were they brought a guy down from Canada, and his nuts were showing. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
He was wearing like a Canadian tuxedo, right? Like he was all like, it was all jean, like jean jacket. He started with jean, like regular jeans and cowboy boots, but then as the game got going and Canada, like they went up, and then like it was, they were down 2-1 and they tied it at 2. He started lose. Like he went into the bathroom and he cut his jeans into jean shorts, and he cut them so short that his nuts were just hanging out. Like he's like, no, that's just my pocket.
Okay. He came down to watch the game.
They were the show on Barstool. Pardon my take. They were looking for like the biggest Canadian fan to come down and watch one Canadian fan that they were going to fly down to Chicago and watch the game with. Like the rest of them were all Americans, right?
Yeah.
So it was like 5 or 6 Americans, one Canadian. And this guy was just an absolute beauty, full mustache. You would have thought this guy, the way he was like going about his business, not shy, really good on the mic. You would have thought this guy was an actual Barstool employee. He was fucking incredible. But when he cut his jeans into shorts, his nuts were hanging out. So the whole stream just became about that. You gotta find that man on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Did he know?
Oh, he knew, but he kept saying like that it wasn't. He's like, that's just my pocket protector there. That's just my pocket protector. Like he's got a huge, like one of his balls was hanging directly out of his jean shorts. Absolutely hilarious. Oh. And there's a guy, he was drinking maple syrup like the whole night. And like, he was wearing hockey gloves. Like he was right into it, this guy. And one of the guys that works for Barstool, his name is Brandon Walker. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he started calling him like, I don't know if this was a thing because of like the Four Nations or like with Brady Tkachuk or whatever, but he kept calling Brandon Brady all night long. And Brandon's like, no, it's Brandon, man. He's like, okay, Brady, whatever, blah, 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 whatever. But anyway, it was awesome. But here's what pissed me off. Here's quick last thing on this is that when Canada won in overtime and the Canadian dude was going mentally insane, right? Like it was awesome. Chugging maple syrup, going fucking nuts. And he's like, you know, whatever. The Americans were like, oh yeah, congrats on winning like the All-Star game, a glorified All-Star game, right?
I saw that. I didn't see the nutsack hanging out.
Yeah.
But I saw that. And they ended the stream very quickly.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. They kept calling it the All-Star game and it didn't mean anything. And then they were saying, we each won a game. Like series isn't over. Who's going to win the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, dude, well, do you know how tournaments work?
We'll see. We'll see you next February. We'll see what's up. But
yeah, this coming from Barstool, like a huge NFL, like they cover NFL wall to wall. All right. Well, in football, same thing, right? If you lose in the regular season to a team, but you beat them in the Super Bowl, you've each won a game.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're the fucking champs.
No, exactly. But no, I like if it would have been reverse and the States would have won, the Americans would have been going crazy. Like would have been going crazy.
I'll tell you, man, that was the thing. Like as happy as I was, so fucking happy when Canada won. But more than that, I was just so relieved that I didn't have to listen to the States. Because if they won that game, it would be nonstop. And by reading, it was like, I don't have to listen to this. It just shut them up.
Yeah, 100%, man. But for them to, like, in a losing effort, be like, yeah, a glorified All-Star game didn't mean anything. Bullshit. Didn't mean anything. Tell that to the guys that were playing in that fucking game. Both Canadians and Americans. It meant something to fucking everyone playing that game. That was not an All-Star game. Not even remotely close.
You don't have the speaker... the press secretary being like, oh, we can't wait to beat the 51st state tonight. You don't have like high levels of government talking about the game. You know, if we win, we get Canada, you become our fifth. You don't get that for an All-Star game. No one's paying attention to the NBA All-Star game.
No.
We're having live streams about that.
No.
This game was huge.
It was huge. It was huge. Anyway, we'll move on from that. So the Leafs, two wins. I was going to say big, but not really. Two wins on the weekend over the Hurricanes and the Blackhawks. That Hurricanes game. Shout out Blackhawks. Haven't seen them in a while. But Hurricanes, like that game was fucking, it looked like it was over before the puck even dropped. Obviously, the Hurricanes made it a little interesting at the end when they scored three goals in like 3 minutes or whatever. Yeah. Little dicey. But look, they beat the Hurricanes. They beat the Blackhawks. Shout out. Back on top in the Atlantic Division. I guess a couple quick things I'll throw out to you here. I'll start with Mitch and Austin. So they come back from the Four Nations. I did not think either one of them had a good weekend. Matthews hasn't scored, Chad, in 9 consecutive games going back. That's including the Four Nations. And he was buzzing. He was buzzing in the final for sure. Like Binnington fucking stood on his head without a doubt. But 9 straight games now for 34 without a goal going back to before 5 games before the Four Nations plus the Four Nations. And that, oh, fuck, that's even, no, now we're up to 11, I guess, because he didn't pop one in the previous, the last two games either. So 11.
He scored an empty net goal on Saturday.
Okay, sorry.
He hasn't beat a goalie.
So he hasn't beat a goalie. So, I mean.
Because he tied Daryl Sittler at 3.
Okay, that's right. That's the empty netter. You're right. Fuck, I forgot about that. But anyway, concerning that this guy can't put a puck past the goaltender here in basically the last 10 games, like, what is going on? Just your thoughts on Mitch and Austin overall on the weekend, and specifically, I guess, like, did you expect like a dull, like a dip or what? Yeah. And Austin is just not putting it in.
Yeah. The fact that he's not scoring, it does definitely ring alarm bells for me, because it's been, we haven't seen that since he's been here. Like, he'll go a few games and then he just busts out. With Marner, look, for both of them just this weekend alone, yeah, it's a dip. It's got to be that's got to be exhausting playing in that tournament.
Sure.
And even me, like watching the Carolina Toronto game, it didn't have the same intensity. It was, you know what I mean?
Yep.
All of a sudden you're back to watching third and fourth line guys in the NHL. I don't know. I'm worried about Austin. I'm not worried about Mitch. Mitch is going to bounce back. I think his confidence is through the roof. He just needs a little rest. He did that pregame interview on Saturday and his voice was a little hoarse and he was talking about how he went to the wee hours of the morning, and then you got to play back-to-back games. Like, he just needs a day off.
Yeah, for sure.
But so with Austin not scoring, man.
Little different. I'm not as concerned about Mitch as I am about Austin. Like, there's something there, dude. And he was hurt. He got hurt again in the tournament. Something new. So, and he still, I thought he still killed it for the most part in the final game against Canada.
He was unbelievable.
But he couldn't bury it. You weren't seeing typical toe drag. Like, we haven't really, and toe drag top shelf, we haven't really seen that all season. So there's something going here. Like, mentally, physically, both, whatever. There's something going on with this guy. It doesn't look right. And I know he left it out there, like, against Canada, but, you know, still not clutch again. Like Binnington, if you want to say, like, maybe I'm overreacting to him not putting the puck in the net. No. Like, Binnington did kind of steal the show there, but you got to score when you're relied captain of the fucking team. Like, put the puck in the net, big moments, dude. And he's not doing it again. For me, it's concerning. We can move on, but I'll give the final word to you on that.
Yeah, it's concerning that he's not scoring. I wouldn't point to the final game. It is concerning as a Leaf fan that he didn't score in overtime on the chances that he had. But at the same time, he was probably the best, definitely one of the best players in that game.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Couldn't bury it.
I know, it's so funny. He's like, him and Connor McDavid were mirror opposites. McDavid had a horrible game. It was absolutely terrible. Yep. Buried it in overtime, he's a hero.
Doesn't
Matthews,
matter.
Yep. Amazing the entire game. Couldn't bury it in overtime.
Exactly.
Dud.
Exactly. We'll remember the McDavid goal forever, and Matthews just...
We'll remember Matthews getting robbed by Binnington.
Couldn't buy one. Couldn't buy one. Anyway, guys, here at the Tip In Maple Leafs podcast, we have partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Chad, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it may not feel like it, although it kind of did today, but spring is right around the corner. Know how you can tell? The golfers are hitting the links, and we have some tournaments to talk about. If you want to do more than just talk, then put your money where your mouth is and get in on all the tee to green action with the DraftKings Sportsbook. From Thursday's opening round through the closing round Sunday, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with tournament props, live betting, odds, boosts, and so much more. If you've never bet on golf before, it's easier than you think. Just pick something simple like a golfer to win the tournament, make your pick, that easy. And here's something special for you first-timers. If you're a new DraftKings customer, you can bet $5 and get up to $150 in bonuses instantly. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use the code THPN, that's code THPN, for new customers, and you get up to $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, where the crown is yours.
Spring right around the corner, eh?
It felt like it today a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. For
sunny
sure.
And 4 degrees.
All right. Head to DraftKings. Play some bets, whether it's golf or whatever you want to bet on. A lot of hockey coming up this week.
Last year, shout out to my nephew. He listens to all our shows. But he told me on Saturday last year he was golfing on March break. Out on the pool.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Well, that's like a month away, right? Or less. That's
no,
like
it's 2 weeks. Three you won't, not this year. If you live in Ontario, you know that you're not getting out on the links by the time March break rolls around. We got so much goddamn snow. But that's the difference between last year to this year.
Buried in snow. Just started melting a little bit today, but it is supposed to be mild all week. So you never know how much of that snow is going to go down.
I don't know. There's a lot out there.
I know. Okay, so we'll go to the games on the weekend before we get to some trade talk here. Quickly, secondary scoring all weekend long. Third line reunited with McMahon, Domi, and Robertson. They get in on it. Finally, some offense from the defense. Tanev and McCabe bury a couple goals against the Blackhawks. Shout out. But Holmberg, Kamp, Robertson with a couple. Steves gets his first NHL goal. Where do you want to take it here? I'll throw one question out to you here. Let's go Steves in particular. If you want to mention the third line being back together, whatever. But Steves, first NHL goal. He's been lighting up with the Marlies. Can he be a guy? Can he be a guy? Or is he just a guy?
I've always liked Steves.
But can
I've always liked him, but
can
I don't.
Can he be a guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can he be a guy, like a difference maker? Can he do something when you need it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Books out on that, right? Like,
I don't know. But like, I don't,
good I've shot.
Always, that I've, was a nice, yeah, that was I've a, always liked nice him. Goal. I like him more than I like Holmberg.
Well, he had a weekend too.
Well,
second line winger, Pontus Holmberg. How are we doing? Back up on the second line. Like, what has he done to deserve that? I don't know. But he buried a couple
goals.
So what's
up with Pacioretty? Like, you had all that time off.
Hurt in practice.
He got hurt with the first practice back.
Hurt in practice, yeah.
100%. Oh my god,
100% hurt in practice. Max Pacioretty, this guy. It's just like, what do you do? Like, there's no way you can count on Pacioretty for in the night or in the lineup every night for a playoff run. There's just no way. Like, he'll get hurt 100%. You just count on, you can't count on him. But what'd you think? Like, you know. Holmberg, Kamp, I guess Robertson, like there's not a lot to say there, I guess, because a lot of the top guys didn't have great weekends, but they did get some secondary scoring.
That's what I was going to say.
The Robertson, McMahon, Domi line, like they got on the score sheet a few times and they looked good again, but Berube seems to be like not wanting to really keep them together. Like they go a couple games where it's dry, they won't be together. Domi, it's just like, can we put Max here? Can we put Max here? Can we put him here? What do we do with this fucking guy? Because he's got three fucking goals. Three goals.
Hit the post in the Chicago game.
March 1st on the weekend. March 1st, we've got a month and a half left of regular season hockey. Three goals for $4 million, Max Domi. Any thoughts on any of those guys I mentioned before we get into some trade talk to wrap it up? Like, if you want to, anywhere you want to go there, Tanev, McCabe, Holmberg, Camp, Robertson, Steves, Domi, anybody, whatever you want to do.
Quickly, I'll just touch on a couple things. One, Domi, I don't know what you do with them. If it's me, I'm trying to ship them the fuck out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm dead serious.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, I know he's got a big contract or whatever, but if you're going to try to win a Stanley Cup, like, I'm moving a guy. I'm just getting rid of him. I'm moving
him. Who's going to take that, though?
I don't know.
We'll get more into that.
Maybe the team you played last night. Like, look at Chicago. Chicago's just full. They're just a team full of bad contracts that nobody wanted anymore.
Yep.
As far as Tanev and McCabe go, I just want to, with Tanev scoring, like adding offense, it's just, I was thinking about this watching the game, because after watching Canada and the USA and how intense it was, right? And I was picturing some of the guys on the Leafs, like if they were thrown into that game, how bad they would look, or if they could handle it. Tanev is the one guy that I was like, he could have played in that. He could have played in that series.
Yeah, I'd say Kaber probably could have as well.
Maybe, yeah. But then I'm like watching Morgan Riley. I'm like, Riley would have just...
No way.
USA would have been all over him, and he just would have caught the puck.
Throw the puck into his corner and forget about it. Like, forget it.
But with Tanev, like, it was just nice to see Tanev score because he's had such an incredible season, and I don't think he gets enough love because his game is so simple. Block shots, stop plays, stop cycles. It's nice to see him get on the board.
He's the best defenseman on the team.
What I'm saying. He could have played for Team Canada. He could have been on that team.
Without a doubt. Like, to create some offense, like, that is great because they have really gotten basically no offense from their back end. Literally, yeah. Like, nothing. But
that's what you're paying Riley for.
Yeah, well, that's just, it looks like that ship has sailed for at least
how much more does he make than Tanev?
Well, not that much. I think they signed Chris for 6.5. Riley's only got a million more, I think. But what Tanev brings to the table is not even, dude, like, it's so much. He brings so much more to the table than Morgan Riley. It's crazy. It's crazy what has happened to Riley here. Like, I still can't really fathom it. I don't know what's going on with this cat, but
it's funny. Like, I knew when Tree Living, remember last year, he was so, like, he had such a hard on to get Tanev. Like, maybe even longer than that. Like, he's been trying to get this guy for so long. And I was kind of like, why? He's 37, 38 years old, whatever age he is. Like, why do you want this guy so bad?
No.
And then he fucking comes to Toronto. I'm like, I get it. I get why you wanted this guy.
Absolute beast. Just an absolute beast. Like, he just, man, this guy, he just, every shift, he's just like, his head's up all the fucking time. Like, he's not a killer, like, when it comes to, like, throwing hits or whatever, but he just does the right things every fucking time he's on the ice.
He's the best defending defenseman that I've, like, ever seen play for Toronto.
It's incredible, like, man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He's been so great. All right, you want to get into a little bit of trade talk here? Because I got some things brewing. Well, it's about that time. Like,
no, it is. It's getting there.
Like, we're coming up here, like, next Friday, I think, is trade deadline. So, not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that. But so just under 2 weeks away. Look, I got a couple things here. The St. Louis Blues, okay? I think we talked previously about Braden Schenn, but after the performance of Parayko for Canada, I mean, he only makes like $6 million, this guy, Parayko. I'm not sure what Braden Schenn is making, but what do you think here? Like, just you imagine Braden Schenn, they need another centerman. Let's get some depth scoring. Okay, I'm down with that. But you imagine, like, we talked about Luke Schenn, and I'm willing to throw him on the table as well. I got a couple other guys to throw at you too, but let's just stick with the Blues for a second. Braden Schenn, Parayko, big, big time deal. Like, that would be a blockbuster deal if Tree Living could get both of those guys. I know you want it as much as I do. What would you be willing to do for that? It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. You got to work out the money and however it works. But what would you be willing to do for that? Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Like, what if it was Are you sure about that, though? Because there might be a few guys out there that you would be like, no.
Okay, well, like...
Are you, like, you talking what, prospects and picks here, or guys that are on the current roster? Because you got to make the money fit, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are guys that I would part with on the roster. And there are, I would give up... Yeah, I would give up any picks and prospects.
Sure, me too.
Like, I think... Who's our best prospect? Easton Cowan?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, and Cowan, Minton... A couple picks, would that do it?
I don't know. But then
the money doesn't work. So you like don't, or they'd have to eat. The Blues would have to eat some, or Domi's going back, Camp's going back, Yarncroc's going back. Like just to get that fucking Camp and Yarncroc, $5 million between the two of them. That's almost Perrieco's contract right there. So like they'd have to send like it would have to be more like Camp, Yarncroc. I don't know, like plus.
Yeah.
Just to make the money work. Like, I don't know. Like, it's probably a pipe dream, but would you not love to see the Leafs swing that deal to bring in Braden Schenn and Colton Perrieco, both cup winners? Perrieco looked like a fucking beast for Canada. He was, like, if not their best defenseman, he was right up there. He was
great. He was great. Yeah, I would make that deal. I think we've been spinning our tires in Toronto for way too fucking long with like, and that's something that we haven't seen best on best in so long. Like the 2016 stupid thing with the Team North America, don't count that. But what it showed me was we've been spinning our tires so long with people who can't get it done. And then you see these guys that do get it done. Stanley Cup winners winning the tournament. I would trade for those guys. I would build my team with those guys, and I don't care what it takes. Because when push comes to shove in those game sevens, those guys find a way to win.
Both big time. And both just those two guys that I've already mentioned, they both have a relationship and a history with our head coach. So it would be like a seamless fucking fit, in my personal opinion. And why stop there? Like, I still think a Schenner trade or something like a Luke Schenn, both Schenn brothers, Perrieco. Like, I know I'm swinging for the fences here, but why the fuck not? Because what I saw this weekend and what I've seen most of the season is that, okay, they had some depth scoring on the weekend. Great. But Benoit, Timmins, Myers, that's not going to fucking cut it if you want to win a Stanley Cup. They have to upgrade significantly, not I've been hearing other guys too, like Lawton from Philly. I would actually welcome that. He's a fucking really good hockey player. Like he's a ballsy player. I'd be all over that. Don't know what that would cost, but just you imagine this. Let me just throw this hypothetical to you here. Okay. Let me throw this hypothetical to you. Okay. Could you imagine they do the St. Louis trade and get Braden Schenn and Colton Perrieco. You could get Luke Schenn for nothing. Low pick. You could get Luke Schenn for absolutely fucking peanuts. So let's just say those are the three guys right there. The two Schenn brothers and Perrieco. The St. Louis deal will cost you a shit ton. This Nashville deal for Luke will cost you peanuts. But picture this blue line, Chad, before we start winding this puppy up. This blue line, okay?
Let me close my eyes and picture it.
Just picture this. Tanev, McCabe.
Ooh, God. I'm Perrieco. I got a semi.
Tanev, McCabe, Perrieco, Schenn. Riley, Larson, your bottom pair. Now that is a
hard as a rock.
And then you've got Benoit and Timmins and these guys as your depth guys because you know there's going to be injuries. You need them. But if your top six ends up being McCabe, Tanev, Perrieco, Luke Schenn, Ekman Larson, and Riley are your bottom pair, dude, like that is like. That's a Stanley Cup winning blue line. 100%.
Yeah, it is.
Will they be able to put the puck in the net? That remains to be seen. But with the goaltending.
But they'll keep the puck out of the net.
That's just it. I was going to say, like, we haven't touched on the goaltending here, and I'm not going to, other than this. With the two guys playing net, it looks like they got a real shot here. Bolster that blue line, maybe a depth piece. Well, I guess Braden Schenn isn't really a depth piece. Like, he's a key fucking piece. Like, he could be an upgrade on JT for second line center. Like, I don't know, but I don't know. Am I living in fantasy land here?
Yeah,
like,
you are. Yeah,
but,
you are.
But do you not think it's possible? Like, St. Louis
Anything's
is like
possible.
Like, if Tree offered the right pieces to get it done,
I'll tell you what.
Would the Blues not I'll be able to do it?
If after next Friday, that's what our defense looks like, I will do the episode after that in a pair of jorts with my nuts hanging out. Okay?
Yeah, love that. Let us know what you think, guys. Leave us a comment. Leave us your questions below. Like, we'll get to them in the next podcast. But I don't know. Probably fantasy land, but can you imagine? Can you just imagine? Like, you want to talk about a serious contender? I'm sorry. Benoit, Timmins, Myers, those aren't the guys. They're just not. And Robertson and Holmberg and these guys, like, I don't think they are either. They need to upgrade. It's wide open. We've talked about this all season long. Injury to Matthew Tkachuk. Who knows how long he's going to be out for. So, like, Florida's one of their best players, if not one of their best players.
One of their best players.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it still runs through South Florida. So, like, you gotta
beef it up. Whatever, you're not good enough.
Whatever it takes, man. That's where I'm at. Like, if you can get a deal done with the Blues for those two guys, fucking do it.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you, man, because, you know, you'll have a lot of people being like, it'll never happen. You can't get the salary to work here. Well, you know what? If you're not thinking big, what are you doing? Like, if you're not thinking for the ultimate fucking defense, yeah, you may have to settle for something else, but let's think about the big, big picture, and then we'll go down from there.
100%. More trade. Let's get out of here for tonight, but more trade talk to come next podcast and right up until the trade deadline. We guarantee that.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, for the Tip in Maple Leafs podcast. Thanks again for watching, subscribing. We're on YouTube at the Tip in Maple Leafs podcast. You can hit that subscribe button. You can leave a comment, leave a like button. Go to DraftKings, use promo code THPN. Get your little discount there. Tell them the Tip-In sent you. You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at the Tip-In Maple Leafs Podcast. If you want to rant about the team or anything in life, you can always send us a video or an audio recording to the Tip-In Podcast at gmail.com. We play them right here on the podcast. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Don't forget also, guys, to download our audio podcast on whatever streaming audio podcast service that you listen to. I want to just say this quickly before we get out of here. Congrats to Mitch Marner and his smoking hot wife who's pregnant with a baby boy. Way to go, Mitch, getting that tip in. We love to see it. In Boston, Tuesday night, two of the Bruins' top D out for the rest of the season, McAvoy and Lindholm. Not looking good for the Boston Bruins. Should be a good game, though, on Tuesday night in Boston. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. You're listening to the Tip-In Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.